There are many things about trying to reason with a statist that make it incredibly difficult. And greetings, this is the Great One himself of the Cynical Libertarian Society. This is an anarchy moment. One of the things that makes reasoning with a statist so difficult is that they don't understand the context of, they don't understand the concept of context and history. Maybe you could say they don't understand the context of context. And here's an example of what I'm talking about. If you are unfortunately talking to a statist and you say, anarchy, don't need government, yada, 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 after they finish screaming about the roads, they'll also get around to, well, but if there was no government, everyone would be criminals. People would all be out running and raping and women and murdering and all this other stuff. The Hobbesian thing. We have to have the social contract because life is short and brutish and yada, yada. And without the government, everybody would just be out killing everyone for themselves. And they think that, so you say anarchy. They say roads. And then they say everybody would kill other people. And they think they've made this brilliant response because they don't understand context and they don't understand history and they don't understand the past. They believe that things just sort of fall out of existence or fall into existence out of nowhere, just sort of magically, and poof, and there's no backstory. And let me illustrate what I mean by all of this rambling, and it will, I think, make sense to you. Those of you who are ANCAPs or even minarchist will get this. Those of you who are statist, even after I'm done, will just start screaming about, how I hate children and who's going to build the roads and, why should we bomb Syria because Obama. Anyway, here we go. So the statist is going to say, we need the government because without the government, people are going to go out and kill other people. And therefore, that's why, this proves we to them, this what this proves is, so they say, okay, without the government, really, I'm going to get my thoughts straight in a minute. You say anarchy, they say roads, and then they say without the government, people will kill other people. And therefore, because people will kill other people without the government to prevent them from killing other people, we need the government to prevent people from killing other people. And what they believe is that they have just offered evidence that the government is necessary to prevent people from killing other people. This is completely wrong. Here is what they've offered evidence for. What they have done is they have offered evidence that says the education system and our society in the United States of America right now in 2013 is an education system and a society which produces people who are murderers. Now let me explain this. If your assertion is that if there were no government, like tomorrow, somehow or another, the government just magically vanishes, that people would run out in the streets and start killing other people. If you are making that assertion, here is what you are actually asserting. You are asserting that a child, we're going to call this child Bob. Bob was born. Bob's mother, who had 12 years of public education and possibly some college, and had spent her entire life in the society of the United States of America, raised him. Bob may or may not, in this day and age, have had a father. If Bob did have a father, his father had 12 years of public education, probably some college, and his father was also raised and shaped by the society we live in. Bob then went into, you know, daycare, and he had babysitters and things like that, which, statistically speaking, 99% women who have 12 years of public education, possibly some college, and were raised in our society, the society we all currently share in the United States of America, in the year 2013. Bob then went to public school. Public school is a system. It is a miniature society within a society which is strictly controlled by the government. And the public school system at the K through 12 is predominantly controlled in the classroom environment by women. Most K through 12 teachers are women. Those women all have 12 years of public education, 4 years of college minimum, and they were all raised and learned in the society that we all share here in the United States of America in the year 2013. Bob then leaves that system and goes to college. He spends 4 years in college getting more education from both men and women, all of whom have 12 years of public education and a minimum of 4 years of college, many of them 6 years of college, 8 years of college, perhaps even 10 or 12 years of college, many of them holding PhDs. Bob has now had 16 years of formal education process controlled by the state. He has been raised almost entirely by women who have all been through the public education system. And the only thing preventing Bob from running out into the street and murdering other people is the fact that your Lord and Savior, Hussein Obama, is in the White House. Because if there were no government, if there were no Lord and Savior, Obama, Bob would run out and kill people. When you make that argument, you are not arguing, you are not presenting evidence to support a thesis that says, without the government, people will kill other people. The thesis you're supporting with your evidence is that our society and our education system creates people who are murderers. And the fact that a statist doesn't understand this is why I continue to maintain that attempting to have a rational discussion with a statist is a complete waste of your time. Because after all, a statist is a person whom, if it weren't for the government, would kill you.